Mo Money, Mo Problems. It's the Grammy-nominated second single, 10th track on the first disc of Notorious B.I.G.'s album Life After Death. Well, we might amend that these days to Less Money, Big Problems. And what we're talking about this morning is the color of money. Posing a question, is there a color to this recession? Is it affecting people in different ways, depending upon their ethnicity and where they are in the culture? Stephen Bright joins us. He's the president and senior counsel of the Southern Center for Human Rights. He also teaches at Yale and Georgetown Law School. And we wanted to ask him this morning about the idea that for some people in the United States, the consequences of the recession are draconian, and that the identifiers racially and culturally may be very, very relevant here, particularly in the sense that it is possible in America to actually go to prison for not paying your bills. Stephen Bright, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Is there a debtor's prison, in a sense, in America that you can actually serve time for missing payments or not being able to come up with money that you allegedly owe?
Well, there's no question about it. And with regard to people who are fined for what would be minor infractions, one of the high costs of being poor is that not only do you have to pay a fine, for example, and then a number of surcharges and add-ons and other things, which a person of means would just simply pay and leave the courthouse, a person who cannot afford to pay that will be given the opportunity to pay in installments, which sounds okay so far, but then they'll be required to pay $40 a month while they pay those installments to a private probation company, so they're going to be paying a very high interest rate. And at any time they can't make those payments, they're going to be subject to arrest and incarceration for their inability to make the payments.
So in a sense, their payment program amounts to a kind of parole.
Well, that's right. And we're talking about people here who really are on the margins, people who are barely struggling to make it, who may have a job that doesn't have any benefits, who may just barely be making it with regard to their rent, and who, if they are taken off the streets and put in jail, may lose their home, may lose their job, their ability to support their children. Everything just sort of starts collapsing around them as a result of that. So instead of sort of trying to help these people get back on their feet and become useful and productive citizens or keep them moving in that direction, the efforts of a lot of these courts to sort of be cash cows for communities is very counterproductive because what we're doing is it's very, very difficult for a lot of people to make these payments. They're already struggling to put food on the table.
Well, I want to talk about the lack of redemptive opportunities in these various processes, and it does vary state by state. But does this manifest itself unfairly and predominantly among communities of color, Stephen Bright?
Well, it does because they're predominantly the people who are in the criminal justice system. I mean, way, way disproportionately. To where they are in the population. If you go down to the courthouse, what you'll see is overwhelmingly that the people being processed through the criminal courts, the poor people that are being processed for petty crimes up to more serious crimes, are overwhelmingly going to be people of color. And, of course, that doesn't match the 13% that they constitute as members of the population.
Stephen Bright, what exactly are the rules here? We were led to believe that debtors' prisons in the Dickensian sense, in the Charles Dickens sense, are no longer legal. But is this sort of a backdoor way these fines and failure to pay fines can land you in jail with warrants? Is this just a backdoor into debtors' prison, or is it more formalized than that?
Well, it's not really a back door. It's a pretty straight up thing. It's just that nobody really calls it what it is. People are also in prison for failure to make their child support payments. But it's basically, if you can come up with the money, you can get out. And it puts a lot of pressure on families to try to come up with the money so that people can get out. But an awful lot of people can't.
And there's a fundamental ambiguity here. I mean, for most criminal offenses, you pay your so-called debt to society, and your time in prison accounts for something. You leave,
right.
and you know, that's over with. But in this particular right. case, your time doesn't necessarily pay the bill.
No, your time is really the enforcement mechanism to, I mean, the courts are a collection agency, basically, that have a power that other collection agencies don't have. If you owe the finance company or you buy a car and you've bought it on payments, they don't have the ability to throw you in jail. They may be able to sue you and get a judgment against you and go through that process. But the courts, if you fail to make one payment, you've got payments, let's say, if by the time you're you add on all these things and you owe something like $1,800, you know, you're going to be making a payment of $480 a month. If you can't make one of those payments, even if you're late on making it, you may go to jail for 30 days.
Right. So to put a finer point on it, though, these are people who are in jail convicted of no crime, in other words. I mean, just to make sure that's clear.
Well, they were convicted of a crime originally. That's what the fine is for. But what they're going to jail for is failure to pay the fine.
Are there people in this situation where they just assume, because of the complexities and the agony of dealing with this economic crisis right now, they would just say, fine, if that'll end this, I'll go to jail?
Well, that's true. And, of course, the thing, the point to notice here is that the person who can afford to pay pays right up front and never worries about this, never pays these $40 a month probation fees, and never worries about going to jail. That person deals with it the first time the fine's imposed, and that it's over for that person. This is, as I said, this is part of the high cost of being poor, because the poor person ends up paying, you know, this probation fee, $40 a month, if you spread out the payments over a year, that's $480
right.
that you pay if you're poor that you wouldn't pay if you weren't poor.
It's a cost of being poor, and it's definitely the color of this recession as communities of color bear a disproportionate harm in this debtor's prison that you describe as quite literally a debtor's prison in the 21st century. Stephen Bright, president and senior counsel of the Southern Center for Human Rights, also teaches at Yale and Georgetown Law School. Thanks so much.
Sure.